Well, what's new in antibodies? Well, what's new in antibodies is all about protein engineering, and the latest is to make a fully human antibody, and obviously that would decrease infusion reactions and other complications, and panitumumab is just such an antibody. And to briefly go through some of the clinical trials, there's a phase 2 study using this drug as a single agent. It was done in met colon. You had to have measurable disease. You had to be refractory to at least 5-FU and either irinotecan ox or both, so your second or third line patient. Here they did enroll patients, whether they were low expressors or high expressors, onto the clinical trial. The dose at the beginning was a weekly dose, 2.5 milligrams per kilogram, 1 hour infusion, no loading dose, no pre-meds, which has some advantages, and then the toxicity and assessments were every 8 weeks. You got to show a good single agent response scan. Well, there you have it. And if you look at the toxicity, it looks a lot like an Erbitux toxicity with a very high incidence of some kind of rash, 95%, only about 3% getting a grade 3 rash. These folks do get tired with this chemotherapy, a problem that we face in colon cancer in general, and diarrhea, vomiting are relatively low. Then combining this with chemotherapy, the first study was using IFL, then the standard of care, and it was switched over to a FOLFIRI regimen as we all evolved away from the IFL regimen. We have some data here in this 19 patients where the toxicities, again, were relatively mild. They're very low incidence of severe skin toxicity, as was seen here, and the response rates are relatively high with a 47% overall response rate, bringing the IFL response rate up as well. So it's clear that when you add these EGFR blockers to chemotherapy, the response rates do go up. Now, the study that has been submitted to support the approval of panitumumab in the United States, this was done in Western Europe, Central and Eastern Europe, and as we say, ROW, rest of the world. And it was stratified accordingly by where the study was done. This is a refractory patient population, and you either receive panitumumab at the 6 milligram per kilogram dose every 2 weeks or best supportive care. And of course, not an acceptable trial design in the United States, although I will say we just completed a pancreas cancer second line best supportive care trial that accrued ahead of schedule. But that's pancreas, of course. Note the patients were allowed to cross over once they progressed by clear RECIST criteria. The endpoints were progression-free survival, overall survival, and best objective response, and there had to be independent review before you could cross over. And just to get to the eligibility, as I said, refractory patients, you had to have documented progression of disease. You had to have some EGFR staining, but only on 1% of the tumor cells, and you had to have good kidneys and good liver. The study was well balanced across the two arms with really no favoritism towards one arm or the other that I can discern. The progression-free, the primary endpoint results, I'm not even sure how many zeros that is on that p-value, but it was clearly different, and you can see then a plateau of patients that did better on the panitumumab arm when compared to best supportive care. If you map it out at the predetermined time points, you can see that at each of these time points, more patients were still continuing to benefit from panitumumab than the best supportive care arm. Remember, this is single agent. But the overall survival data, there was clearly no benefit in this overall analysis. But if one looks at censoring the patients who had crossed over, which clearly would muddy the outcome, there is at least an improvement in survival on the panitumumab arm. And these data were just recently presented at AACR. Toxicities, as you might envision, are pretty standard for single agent EGFR therapy in this patient setting. Did skin toxicity matter? Yes. So the worse your rash, the better you did. And so, again, rooting for rash in EGFR inhibitors.